Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today, you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk. Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session 1,000, 2,000, 2,000, 2,000 for 2008. My name is Emerson. You're not. Mainline here is 244-9234. That's 244-WBDJ. You can get in when you can fit in. You can call in because we got a delay in case you say something crazy like I was crazy. I know I'm crazy. Daniela, my producer. My producer. That's
hey,
better.
So
you're sleepy as I am.
No, the computer. It's like
your computer messed up too.
Yeah, it keeps turning off and on.
Mine's messed up too. I can't get my stuff on here. My stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff and things.
It must be the day.
Man, what is this about? That's not. I know it's not my topic, but what's up with computers?
I think they're just as ready for the end of the school year as the rest of
us. It's bots. They've been infected by bots. You know, some type of bot. Bot. Can you imagine going to your doctor and you go, Doc, I got a problem. What's your problem?
I'm not sure he'd know what you're talking about, but.
Could you explain? No, I got. That don't make no sense.
And this has been another edition of.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. Anyway, welcome to School Talk Stuff and Thing. I got an awesome guest in the studio to talk about an awesome activity, event, magnificent event, awesome activity. The activity is the activity, and the event is the event. I'm not telling what that is until after I get done talking to my students, and my students tell me what's going on with the thing we call the.
All right. Well, Giant Speaker Speech Team Showcase.
I know those guys.
Do you?
They're good.
Good.
I'm sorry.
Well, they're having a showcase tonight.
Oh, man.
It's in the auditorium at 7 o'clock p.m.
I'm going to sneak in there. Well, I'm not going to sneak in. I'm just going to walk in, you know. He's sneaking in the back door. It's a bar. No. I'm sorry.
We've got student-directed 10-minute plays tonight and Saturday at 7 p.m. in the theater.
Hey.
So you can come here and you can go see the Giant Speech Team or 10-minute plays. Either way, you'll have something to do. May 28th is Memorial Day, so that means that there is no school, which is exciting because everybody needs a break every once in a while. And Ben Davis graduation, that is at 7:30 p.m. June 4th at the State Fairgrounds Coliseum. When School Talk with Emerson, sadly, our season finale is on May 25th.
No.
Yeah.
No. I know.
I think Emerson's having some more trouble with his technology.
Yeah, it's all that good stuff. It's called school sometimes, and then sometimes your stuff just don't work. That's what I like about technology. It's just sometimes it just don't work the way it's supposed to work. And sometimes it just be that way. But that's cool. We'll work with it. We'll get it together. We're getting it together. So, yeah. What was that thing you did?
The Big Board.
Hey, it's school time. And you know what that means? It means you got to go to class and you got to read, you got to write, you got to do arithmetic. No, that's. Brandon, that wasn't right, was it? It's not no longer arithmetic, is it?
It's math now.
Is it math now?
No, but I think people still know what arithmetic is. If not, we've got bigger problems than we realize.
In the studio, I got Mr. Brandon Mendenthal.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
You got official title in the school besides Bot. I'm just kidding.
I hope my title's not just Bot.
Hey, Mr. Bot, how you doing? No, Brandon Gradsley again.
You're right. I've definitely been called worse.
What's your title?
Well, technically, my title is French teacher.
I speak French.
But I'm also the graduation coordinator.
That's two titles. Give me a third one.
Not French club. Key club co-sponsor.
Give me a fourth one.
iTech teacher.
I'm about to stop.
You should, because I got my title.
I know I ain't got no sense, dollars or pennies.
But well, then what am I doing here? I thought I was getting paid for this gig.
We both been food. Dr. Butts got both of us. Dr. Butts, he got us. He's talking about. But anyway, I love Dr. Butts. He's cool. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's a great time of year, and one of those titles was the graduation coordinator. Yes. It's coming up.
It's coming up fast.
It's coming up. Is there a song called, like, I'm coming up? No.
So you better get the party started.
There you go. Yeah. Pink. Nice job.
Hey, pull it right in. Yeah, so it's coming up. Where's it going to be? Is it going to be in my backyard?
Or your backyard? If you can seat 8,000 people plus 1,000 graduates, we'll be happy to move it to your backyard.
Well, I got the pass, you know? It's my grass, you know? It hasn't been cut, you know? And
yeah, you get people stomping on it, and you got bigger problems.
Got that Kim lawn on it, you know, and that rough other place on it, and that other place put on it, and it still's not growing right. So I can't get, no, I just.
Yeah, you don't want graduation.
I'm not ready yet.
How about if we do it at Indiana Farmers Coliseum instead?
Awesome. So how many years have you been doing it out there now?
Oh, gosh. Since before I took over, or even before I came to Ben Davis.
It has been a while, because I remember I had hair last time. No, that's not true. It ain't been that long. That's an awesome location.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Even with the renovation they did a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. Renovation was awesome. And then the kids can, and after the graduation, they can go outside. There's a fairgrounds there. There's all those trees and stuff. Places for awesome pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
So awesome. So when is it? What is it? What time is it? What's going on?
Okay, we're talking graduation. This year is on a Monday. It's a little bit different due to scheduling. So this year it's a Monday night. Graduation is actually at 7:30 p.m.
That is different.
That is different. Usually it's on a Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. So bring your flashes.
So we've moved it to a Monday night this year. Just as different scheduling things. They've got lots of events going on there. We've got things going on. So Monday night, June 4th, at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum at the fairgrounds.
How long does graduation usually take?
Actually, it's really funny. Anytime we talk about graduation, when I'm talking with family members or whatever, they can't believe how quick we get through our graduation. We're usually about an hour and a half, about 90 minutes, and we're through that. So. Okay. We get to honor that many students in that short amount of time, but we've got it down to a science. So that's why practice is so important that day, seniors.
Oh, 7:30. That means there's traffic prior to the graduation.
Yes. That is something really, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
That's something really to be keep in mind because people are getting off work about 5 o'clock. You're in that area of town.
And people have the tendency to be late. And that's just happened before. I'm just saying what I'm saying. I ain't talking about nobody. You know, I ain't talking about your mama or Johnny
before.
Or Georgie. You know, but I'm saying you have a tendency to be late, and that's the case. You're coming there during just after rush hour, and then you're trying to.
Well, and you get stuck in there, and you end up late. You don't even get to walk in with the rest of your class. Yeah, you're missing out on a situation. So it's really important that you be prepared. Like, think ahead, get there early. To be early is to be on time.
And that is true. I think, was it Vince Lombardi said that if you're on time, you're late.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was a quote that he made. If you're on time, you are late. I've tried to use that throughout my life. And if Vince was alive, he would be heavy. I would be doing push-ups.
sounds like my high school band director.
Because I can think of the times that, you know, that philosophy, I really thought about it. And it really was forefront of my brain. You know, but rest of my brain was like empty, and I was just coming late. So I can hear Vince Lombardi saying, or some military drill instructor saying, "Get out and give me 50." You know, for being late, because I knew what he knew when he said what he knew when he said, "Being on time is late." So that's cool. But anyway, so that's very important. Get there on time because of traffic. And now is there like a pre-graduation day?
Well, during that day, Monday morning, we have practice. Yeah.
Oh.
So that morning at 10 a.m., The graduates are supposed to be at the Coliseum that Monday morning at 10 a.m. We practice with them going, show them where they're supposed to meet up that night. Mm-hmm. We practice walking in so everybody knows exactly where they're going. They know exactly what chair to go to. Because with this many students going in the same direction, they got to know exactly where they're going. Right. So that morning, 10 a.m., June 4th, they should be at the Farmers Coliseum at the Indiana Fairgrounds in their seat. So, again, early is on time, so it's really important for them to get there early enough that they can. They'll check in with their counselors. There'll be a sign that has their last names, a range of their last names. They'll check in with the great counselors. Right. They'll get a sticker that has a color, a letter, and a number on it, and that coordinates to exactly where their chair is. We practice going in and out a couple of times, give them last-minute information. And here's the most important part that everybody asks about. Tickets.
Oh.
We have awesome support in our township for our graduates, and there are so many people that want to be there. But we have to limit. I mean, if we let everybody come in, we'd be over capacity, and I don't know, the fire chief would like that. So each graduate gets 8 tickets.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's really good. So each graduate's going to get 8 tickets, and you usually hit capacity because they can only fit 8,000 people in there.
Okay.
So they get those at the end of practice. So two things that are important about practice. If they don't come, one, they're not going to get to actually graduate that night. Wow. They have to be at practice. And two, they don't get their tickets till at the end of practice. So that day is super crucial for them.
Yeah. Now, this is me talking, you know. So, I mean, I probably got to go and try to scout my tickets. You know? I mean, you can't do that. I mean,
we do not encourage students to do that.
I'm just kidding. But, you know, 8 people, you know, that is cool. You know, that is cool. And then because the way technology is now, oh, man. The way technology is, your 8 folks will have 8 different views, 8 different comments. You'll be all over Snap, all over Facebook, all over Twitter, all over, like we're on Facebook right now. You'll be broadcasting out to your family they were there.
Well, and the other great thing is that we started doing last year is our awesome BDTV team. They do a great job of making a video of the entire graduation. They do picture in picture with our sign language interpreters. They have also, last year, they started broadcasting that live online. So if you've got a big family, they can't make it in for graduation, there will be a link on the Ben Davis High School webpage that they can actually just click and watch the live stream through BDTV.
That is awesome. I didn't know that. Yep. See, breaking news live from Giant 90.9. You can, that's nice.
Yeah.
That is pretty awesome.
Like you said, technology works. Yeah. It's great.
Because that is one awesome moment that you really, 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 really don't want to miss. And a lot of kids know my story, you know, the times, because my hometown, Terre Haute, I didn't make that walk across the stage.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to high school, 4 of them. Didn't finish none of them. So I didn't have that high school walk across the stage. And I really miss it. Yeah. I really miss the opportunity to walk across stage. You know, my daughters have walked. Watched my granddaughters walk, and it's pretty awesome watching them go across stage. So I encourage anyone, everyone, it's in high school, to graduate and get that walk. Because you say, well, man, it's just a walk, dude. They can mail my stuff in the mail. No, they ain't got it in mail. They can just throw it like a paper and throw it on the lawn. No, dude, they can just spit-wad it. I don't care how. No. That walk, you regret it when you get
older. It's a milestone in life. It's a milestone. Yeah. It's like getting married, having kids. It's one of those things in life that you can't replace. That ceremony is great. Yeah. And if you miss out on it, you can never get it again. There's just,
you can't.
You get it once in a lifetime. You get it once.
Yeah.
So it's important to take advantage of that and cherish that moment.
I hope kids understand that. But some of them probably don't. I'm hoping they do. But listen to this old dude over here. Don't do what I did. You know, stay in high school, walk across that stage. It's a moment to hear your name.
Yeah.
Man, here's somebody call your name and then your family go, wah, then they get in trouble for yelling at you, y'all. That's another thing. The celebrations you've seen on the internet, some people they do kind of, they go overboard with the celebrations. Mm-hmm. So how do you recommend our students react as they walk across the stage?
That is a good question. That's one of the things that we really try to impart to everybody, that the graduation itself is a ceremony. That's not quite, it's a celebration of sorts, but it's more of a ceremony. And so it's really important. We want you to, of course, clap. I mean, it's an exciting moment. But we also want to be respectful of one another. That's one of the things I talk about in my impact to class a lot, is mutual respect for one another. And so it's important that when you're going across the stage, for people to clap for you, of course. But then be sure that you're respectful of that next person so that when they're coming across the stage, they can hear their name. Because I would hate Ooh. For somebody to not hear Ooh. Their name on that special moment Ooh. Because your family was acting crazy.
Ooh, that hurts.
So it's just a mutual respect thing in the community.
Yeah, that hurts.
And for the most part, our community is really great about it. Yeah. The families are really awesome. They clap, they cheer, and then they get quiet enough for people to hear
that's nice. Insane, that's so. Nice, because you don't want somebody to do that to you.
Right,
you
exactly.
Know? The event's going to be Monday, June 4th, graduation ceremony, 7:30 p.m., Indiana Farmer's Market. They'd be heading downtown, wouldn't they? Mr. Allison, come downtown. No, Farmer's Coliseum at the fairground. We're going to take about a 30-second break, clear the board. I want to talk a little bit about some of the opportunities that you have right after high school. And we're going to touch some of those things. And I'm going to have a segment of It Don't Make No Sense today. So we'll come on back and we're going to have some more fun.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little. But as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today. So it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Yeah? Oh. Welcome back. Welcome back to School Talk. I'm talking to Brandon Mendenhall, man of many titles, and the main one today is the graduation coordinator here for the class of 2018.
18, yeah.
Wow. I would have been a class of 1971 or 72.
That's the year my dad was born.
Ah, then your daddy young. I was born before they had headlights and spotlights, and we had oil lamps in 1954. So y'all wasn't even thought about 1954.
No.
Y'all can't spell 1954. Yes, you can.
I watched this video on YouTube about people, like they reacted to a 100-year-old yearbook.
Mm-hmm. You see me in that yearbook?
Really cool. I did not. I was looking, but I didn't see you.
I probably was.
Well, it wasn't all girls' school, so.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't in there.
Yeah, I don't think you were.
Well, I probably was probably getting in trouble. You know, that's one of the things that got me in trouble. But anyway. So after high school, there's, you know, some of the things that you can accomplish while graduation pays off, I want to discuss some of the things. Personal growth.
Oh, yeah.
Personal growth by graduating and going off to college. You know, you meet a lot of interesting folks. You learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was your favorite part of college when you went to college? Where'd you go?
I went to IU Kokomo. It's a regional campus of IU.
Yeah.
Kokomo, yeah. That's my hometown. That's where I grew up.
Is the Kokomo Motel still there?
It is. Wow. That's an iconic little spot on the north side of town.
I've never been there. I'm married. No, I'm just kidding.
It does kind of give you that feeling. I shouldn't go there. But yeah.
When I used to work for Key Bank, I used to drive by the Kokomo Motel mm-hmm. on the right side. It was just weird. It was just kind of funny. It was named Kokomo Motel. It was just funny, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, now you can't even see it because of the new bypass.
Oh, man.
You go all the way around it. Unless you're a local, you don't really get to appreciate it anymore.
Because I know Indy, at the fairgrounds, you used to call it, it was a TP restaurant. It was a restaurant, live folk, way back, do your history. It's a place out there, it was on the corner of 38th and Fall Creek. On the fairground, it was like a TP, and it was like a restaurant. So it was like a stable. Iconic location there on the fairground. But anyway, personal growth. So you just have a lot of personal growth. Greater employment opportunities.
Yes, of course. You know? Yeah.
And I can contest to that because I have some college credits but no college degree. I know I could have done better employment-wise throughout my lifetime. I'm not complaining.
Well, that's what's really great. I've talked a lot with the Office of College and Career Readiness, and one of their big things is also employment after high school. If you're not going straight into college, there are still training programs that you can do, even here at Ben Davis,
exactly.
at the Area 31, that are really great. And you can graduate high school with the training you need to have a great job.
That is so true. And financial reward, money, the kind of money you can make with the degree is totally awesome compared to not having the degree. That's real money. I mean, a lot of folks said, you know, like or that risk, that is just a fact that, you know, you're more compatible and you're worth more to companies. So therefore, they'll pay more. So in that frame of mind, graduating from going to college and getting that college grade, that increases your opportunity to make a bigger paycheck.
Oh, yeah.
And I encourage kids to do that for that reason, and if nothing else, for that reason. And looking at my list closer, sense of accomplishment. Accomplishing something. Now, high school is an awesome accomplishment. A lot of kids don't think about
it. Oh, yeah. Well, we've got one of the cool things, one of the reasons I love teaching at Ben Davis is this, the diversity of students.
Oh, yeah.
And what's cool is there are a lot of students who are the first generation of their family to graduate from high school. And to watch that joy and that excitement from those kids,
it's huge.
There's nothing that replaces that.
That's so true.
And that sense of accomplishment, your family's proud of you, your friends are proud of you. So that's cool.
Yeah. And then you have the opportunity. You have another opportunity. You have another opportunity. Sense of accomplishment. Now I'm going to go to my list. And there's so many things. Greater recognition and credibility. People really, I mean, sometimes folks, high school kids, I'm not saying that you not having a degree that you're not really smart, you don't have credibility, but you have more credibility when you got that college degree.
Of course.
And then when you get that master's degree and that doctorate, you're like, wow, man, this is really cool, you know. Then again, there goes your paycheck going up, and that's really cool.
Yeah, that's a nice feeling.
And then it pays off. So for 4 years of high school, and then, you know, even a trade school or a 4 year college, at the end of that, you look back, you got bills to pay because you probably got student loans, but you're making those good paychecks to pay those student loans.
Absolutely.
And those checks are bigger.
Especially student loans. You got to have a good paycheck.
And that's not, and unfortunately, we got to, you know, sometimes everybody wasn't born with a silver spoon in their mouth. I encourage kids, if you don't have the money to go get student loans, go to college. It will pay off.
Oh, absolutely. If you're a 21st century scholar here at Ben Davis, make sure you finish your tasks and get that money. It's free from the state. It's an excellent opportunity just to expand your worldview and expand your education. So
that is so true. That is money in the bank.
Oh yeah,
you earned that. I mean, they don't just give it to you. You got to earn it. So, you know, stay in school, get your grades done, and you'll be totally awesome. And I got about 10 minutes left. It's going so fast already, man. But sometimes some things just don't make no sense.
In a world filled with confusality, one man stood to make sense of everything.
Now, it's time for...
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. Okay, all right. Now, I'm going to make some folks mad. I'm not a fan, but that don't mean nothing. Jay-Z, perhaps, is the best-known rapper. Yeah, he's a well-known rapper. He's also an accomplished entrepreneur. That's good. From founding his own record label, clothing Rockefeller, talent agency Rock Nation, to launching a clothing line, Rockaware, to relaunching a music streaming service titled Jay-Z, a.k.a. Sean Carter, has a diverse business portfolio. No doubt. Okay, I'm not knocking. Don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking. Something else you might not have known about Jay-Z. He never finished high school. Never finished high school. The Brooklyn native dropped out of high school to focus on his job at that time, which was selling drugs. That's not cool. It don't make no sense. That don't make no sense. Now, I mean, okay, then he says but at the same time, he always knew it wasn't a viable pathway forward. I understand that. Don't do drugs. I don't care if Jay-Z was successful. It's successful now. He dropped out of school to do drugs. He said he did learn some things. It taught him some valuable skills like budgeting. Yeah, I guess you wouldn't have to budget all that drug money. But still. It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. And this
has been another edition of
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. Can I come back next week? That's all I wanted to say. So folks, please just don't do drugs. Stay in high school.
Finish out.
Because I mean, sir, he's one of them. I'll say it, he's one of the lucky ones.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of folks that, you know, tried to do street drugs and street crimes. They're not here anymore. Mm-mm. You know, they're dead. They died on the streets trying to do that craft. And yeah, you might learn some stuff about budgeting and time management, personal protection skills and stuff like that. You might learn all that stuff, but gosh, can you imagine walking down the street all the time looking over your shoulders? Mm-hmm. Wondering about who's looking at who's looking after you, looking like Mr. Easter. watch your time. No. But looking over your shoulders all the time, you know, and yeah, worrying about, you know, are you gonna make it home alive? And it's just not worth it. I mean, go to school, go to class, get the high school diploma, go to college or go to trade school or go on the workforce. Mm-hmm. And then you know, guess but that secondary education is so huge. But you can't do it without that high school diploma. And if you're a Ben Davis student, you got the opportunity on June the 4th.
Yes, yes. To walk across that stage, across feel that stage. Accomplishment.
Oh, man. And your parents, I mean, and then your parents and especially grandparents seeing you do that. I mean, that's a sight that they'll never, ever, ever, ever forget. Hey,
you know, speaking of grandparents and parents seeing you, something that's new this year with graduation that we should probably let people know is there will be security.
Yeah.
There will be... I believe they're going to have metal detectors this year that they've just installed at the fairgrounds. Okay. So that's going to cause a little bit of a traffic backup. So plan on getting there early so
that
they can get a good seat and all that stuff. So the lines are going to be a little bit longer this year, a little bit slower just because of security. Yeah, that's something they've done for out of the fairgrounds just to make everybody feel safer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, just in this today's society, I understand that.
Well, if you've ever been to a hockey game out there, you can imagine how people get excited out there. So that doesn't really keep us safe. So be aware of that.
You want a safe environment.
Absolutely.
You know, because sometimes you got some knuckleheads out there, you know, that, you know. Nope. Yeah. So, but yeah, I've seen, and I, one more time, when you walk across that stage, do it with dignity.
Absolutely.
It's a ceremony. Because I have, in the past, I did see one young man get put out by Dr. Thompson for some shenanigans. So you don't want to be put out on your own graduation.
I feel like that's an urban legend I've heard a few times. That's a story that doesn't go away. People remember that.
No, that's something that you want to remember for the right reasons.
Exactly.
For the right reasons. So remember that 7:30 p.m. in the evening, a little bit different than the past. It's in the evening, so get there early. And get there for the practice session, Monday, June 4th at 10 a.m., same location.
Yeah, practice starts at 10 a.m., so try to get there.
There you go.
And again, traffic could be crazy, so try and plan on getting there. From Ben Davis, the drive over there is about 25, 30 minutes.
Take an Uber.
So, yeah.
I'm not broadcasting. I'm not saying that I need some sponsor money from Uber. I guess it's
a quicker way to get there than trying to worry about parking and finding your car and all that. Yeah. So.
Well, have your cousin drive you. You know, just get there.
Carpool. Carpool with friends.
There you go.
Carpool over there for practice in the morning.
Yeah, that is awesome.
And get there early.
Get there early and get this day on because, like I said, it's going to be June the 4th. Graduation 7:30 p.m. in Indiana State Fairgrounds at the Indiana State Farmers College.
The Farmers Coliseum. Yep.
Well, how do you came up with that name, Farmers? No,
it's Farmers Insurance, maybe.
Oh.
I think they're the sponsor.
Oh.
I could be crazy, but I'm pretty sure that's what
I know. I'm crazy.
Well, my students have told me more than once that I'm crazy.
I got papers to prove it. And my papers are in carbon copies. So mine's original crazy papers. You know what? All right, Danielle, you know what carbon copies are?
I do, because I have to use it for work.
All right, man in the corner, you know what carbon copies are? He's shaking his head, yes. Okay, I got to find somebody who don't know what carbon copies are. What are carbon copies?
My little brother doesn't
know. It's the same thing as microfish. What's a microfish?
A what?
Microfish.
I've heard it, but I don't know what it is.
Hey,
I've used one.
Yeah.
I used one in college.
I went fishing for one. I didn't work out too good.
Might
what
break are
you
doing?
I'm fishing for microfish. No, you're not. You're on drugs. You just finished high school, dude. Yeah, I did. You know, Jay-Z? Anyway. I like going down that rabbit hole again. But anyway, Mr. Mendenhall, Brandon, we appreciate what you do for our students here at the school. And without you, it wouldn't be the same. And without the students, it really wouldn't be the same.
Absolutely not. They're what makes me. That's kids are what make you get up and come to work every day. They're fun. They keep you young.
Yeah. So graduate, students, have fun. Thank you for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And get these kids class. To the parents and to the teachers, don't be late for the graduation on June the 4th. Because if you're late, you can't participate. Get that. Can't do it. Parents, you must teach your students. Teach them give vessels in themselves and others. What to give out, what they're going to be giving back. And to remember, your future is in the one of one. Your future, it really is. You know what? It really is. Your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. You realize that? You hang with some knuckleheads, you're going to be a knucklehead. Yeah, I'm serious. It just happens that way. You you say you are a knucklehead.
Maybe I need to find new friends.
Well, it's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Copy Mr. Brandon over here. Copy him. He went to college. Copy you. No, I'm going to copy you. Copy Daniela. She's smart. Extra smart, Daniela.
I am smart.
See? Beauty and brains. That's what I'm talking about. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. Hey, young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. Don't walk across that train sagging. Well, if I was at the graduate, you walk across that stage sagging, I'm gonna chase you across with a pair of, with a belt and probably whoop you with the belt and then put the belt around your waist. Oh, don't be sagging on your graduation. Oh, give me a conniption. The views expressed in school is not necessarily the views of Timothy and Wayne Township. They're my views, views of me and my guests. And I got a card. What's this card say? I'm going to read. I got a card here. And I'm going to say next week we have the views. And then we'll be back next week. I got a card here. What's the graduation? Something? Oh, it's a graduation party. I've been invited to a graduation party. I think I'm going to go to this one. I got some free food? He said, yeah, I'm coming. That's this mission. Until next week. I'm school out.